Welcome to Winning Life. I want to just share with you something from my heart very quickly, and that is the importance of getting this month's coaching CD with Dr. John Polis. It is about becoming rich in faith. Without faith, we cannot please God. In fact, the only way we can access the promises of God is not simply by praying, but by faith. And this coaching CD will, I believe, be a great tool in your life to come up higher in faith, to become rich, as the title says, in faith. It's yours when you stand with He's Alive Radio Covenant Partners this month of March. Dear friends, if you just write to us with a gift of $15 or more and support this work, we'll get it back to you. Our address is He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or you can go online. You can listen online at heesalive.net. We begin yesterday looking at the life of Joseph and what an example that he is. He is proof that even through the worst of circumstances that we can live above sin. He suffered great rejection from his brothers. They wanted to kill him, but instead they sold him as a slave into Egypt. And we see that in Potiphar's house, he was lied about, falsely accused of attempting rape. He spends years in prison, and he is doing nothing but good, serving God, upholding his integrity in the Lord. And as a result, God began to promote him. He could interpret the dream of Pharaoh. So Pharaoh put him in charge of all of Egypt. And during the time of famine, he was instrumental in saving his own family, his dad and the brothers who were so wicked towards him. Well, we see in Joseph's life that God gave him a wife and two sons, and the first one he named Manasseh, which means, "For God has made me to forget all my toil." And the second one he named Ephraim, which means, "For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction." When Jacob was about to pass away, he called in his sons to bless them. But before he did, Joseph came with his two sons to see Jacob. And the Bible says that, now we know his name was Jacob, God changed it to Israel. Jacob is feeble and Jacob is dying, but Israel sits up in the bed and he begins to bless Joseph's two sons. But when he did, he adopted the two sons. He adopted them as his own. We don't see him asking Joseph. We see him telling Joseph that he's going to adopt his sons. And I wondered, why would he do that? And I begin to look at it, and I see it's all about restoration. On yesterday's program, I talked about how Joseph had the coat of many colors that was stripped from him, which meant Joseph got the double portion. But in adopting the sons of Joseph, Joseph had the double portion through his children. In fact, there are two tribes that came out of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. And we'll continue this tomorrow right here on The Winning Life. I just want to encourage you today. God is a God of restoration. Maybe you're in the pit or in the prison, so to speak, of life. Maybe you've suffered denial, or you've suffered rejection, I should say, from betrayal. But God is with you if you're with Him. And there is coming a day of restoration for you.